Unit 5. Word List. Alternate. To alternate means to switch back and forth between two things.
The best exercise alternates muscle and heart strengthening.
Apologetic. If someone is apologetic, they are sorry about something.
The boy felt apologetic after losing his sister's favorite toy.
Benign. If something or someone is benign, they do not hurt anyone.
Many spiders look scary, but most are actually benign.
Char. To char means to burn something so that it turns black.
While Frank went inside to get the mustard, he accidentally charred the hot dogs.
Clarify. To clarify means to make something easier to understand by explaining it.
Drew tried to clarify all the functions of Michelle's new computer.
Distress. Distress is the feeling of being upset or worried.
Failing a class caused the student a lot of distress.
Dogged. When someone's actions are dogged, they try hard to continue something.
Her dad bought her a new jacket after her dogged request for one.
Ensue. To ensue means to happen after something.
After a few minutes of lightning, thunder ensued.
Gasp. To gasp means to make a noise by quickly breathing in when surprised.
John always gasps when watching a scary movie.
Negotiate. To negotiate means to try to make an agreement through discussion.
Mario and Joe took a long time negotiating the contract between the companies.
Overdose. An overdose is an instance of taking or having too much of something.
John's skin was burned from an overdose of sunshine.
Persuasion. Persuasion is the act of making someone do or believe something.
The persuasion of his argument convinced the customer to buy the laptop.
Relay. A relay is a race in which teams of runners or swimmers race against each other.
Jerry was the fastest on his team, so he ran the last part of the relay.
Reluctance. Reluctance is a feeling of not wanting to do something.
Jesse took out the trash with great reluctance.
Restate. To restate something means to say it again or in a different way.
Mrs. Jones restated the test question to the class.
Sesame. Sesame is an herb that is grown for its small seeds and its oil.
I used the buns with the sesame seeds on them.
Sip. To sip something means to drink a small amount at a time.
Liza relaxed on the beach, sipping fruit juice through a straw.
Verge. The verge is the point at which something is about to happen.
Joan was on the verge of leaving her house when the phone rang.
Wary. If someone is wary, they are cautious or mistrusting.
She was wary of going to school because she hadn't done her homework.
Waver. To waver is to be unable to decide between two choices.
I wavered between eating the apple or the cake for a snack.